Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers.
This is Leon Thompson for East County Magazine, and we're back with George Gastel, the mayor pro tem of Lemon Grove. And we're going to talk about education and politics.
The Grossma Union High School District is planning to go from an at-large election of five district representatives to separated. District number one would be Lemon Grove, because in San Diego County, besides having the best climate on earth, which is the motto of Lemon Grove, it is also true that it's also one of the most diverse cities around. And they have actually carved out a district which would be a minority majority with a combination of Asians, blacks, and Mexicans in your part of town down there. What do you think about the idea? Will this be good for Lemon Grove? Will this be good for the students? Is there anyone on the horizon who may represent your area at the school board? Because right now it's going to be an open seat.
I think it's important for it to be open, and open in a presidential year, because if you want diverse representation, you're mostly talking about groups that have historically low voter turnouts. And the presidential year is the year that people are most likely to vote. So it definitely needs to be open in a presidential year. And so this is a good time for it to have an open seat with no incumbent. That's very motivating. I don't know who is most likely to run. I mean, logically, it could be somebody on Lemon Grove School Board, or it could be somebody on La Mesa Spring Valley School Board, or maybe a council member from Lemon Grove, or a community planning board member from Spring Valley. But I don't know who's most likely to run. I can think of one person that I would certainly encourage to run, because I think he'd be a huge asset, actually. And yeah, maybe I'll have that conversation with Tim Shaw. I think whoever it is, I hope it's somebody who has a lot of experience in the area, and particularly experience with the schools. The school board is sort of a funny thing, because a lot of people that are good at politics don't have a lot of experience with the public schools, in the local public schools. They might be from another area. Maybe they don't have kids. Sometimes they even have sent their kids to other districts. And so you have a lot of people that really don't feel they have the connection to the local public schools. And then you also have a lot of people that do have a connection to the local public schools, but they don't know that much about politics.
Right.
And Lemon Grove School Board, that's a fairly small kind of community, and we have had people that get elected that don't know very much about politics. But if you talk something of the size, you know, the one-fifth of the Grossmont Union High School District, you're talking about a much bigger area. Whoever wins that seat is probably going to have to be fairly sophisticated about campaigning. They'll probably have to know how to raise money and print literature, send out mail, and they'll probably have a crew of people that walk precincts for them. So it's a combination of two things that are both of which are not always that likely. Mm-hmm. To have a lot of knowledge of the public schools and what actually goes on in the public schools, and also to have a lot of knowledge of politics. And I can think of a few people that might qualify. And Blanca Brown is also on the Lemon Grove School Board, and she's someone who should be thinking about it. The reason I thought of Tim is because his daughters went to Helix.
Oh.
And he's very active Helix high school parent, as well as being a trustee in Lemon Grove. And also, he's a former high school teacher and a high school counselor for San Diego Unified. So he's the type of person, I don't want to put Tim on the spot. He's the type of person who has the background, has the knowledge, has some name identification from winning elections, and he's a person of color, which would seem to be helpful in that regard as well.
This was all prompted by the Voter Rights Act in California, and a threat, well, kind of a warning, I would say, that prompted this action by the Grossmont Union High School District.
But, you know, it's a case where You know, I think it's probably a good idea, but you might sometimes you end up being careful what you wished for.
Right.
Because sometimes people think breaking a big area into small pieces will lead to better representation.
Right.
It does under the right circumstances.
Right, exactly. Who's representing whom is important?
If you're not careful, it could end up not working. For example, if you designed one-fifth of the Grossmont district to be majority-minority or minority-majority or whatever they call it, you know, an incredibly diverse population, well, yeah, you're very likely to get a trustee who might otherwise not be elected in the entire area.
So speaking of politics, you're running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you're the pro tem. You're a temporary mayor. Right?
Yeah, that's a rotated position.
All right,
it's for
okay.
the year.
So you're in
mm-hmm.
for a year. And so let me ask you, what are your proudest accomplishments in your 8 years as a council member?
You know, my proudest accomplishment is to be part of the team that in the city. To be working with the people that I work with, our amazing mayor and council member, Jerry Jones, who has served with me on the school board as well. We've had quite a connection over the years. Our newest council member, Jennifer Mendoza. I was also happy to work with Howard Cook during his term that he served on the council. He's the one that used to own Lemon Grove Deli. And Jerry Selby, I got to know in the first 2 years I was on the council. And it was bittersweet when Jerry Selby was defeated by Howard Cook. And I contributed to Jerry and definitely supported him for re-election. But I have to tell you, when I got the news that Jerry was defeated, it was bittersweet because on the one hand, I was it's really sad that we lost a really good councilman. But on the other hand, I knew that I would get his position on MTS. Jerry contributed a lot, and Howard Cook contributed quite a lot, business perspective. And then there's another one. There's two others. Mary England was in many ways a good person to work with, and she shared a valuable perspective. And then there's the other one. Raquel and I ran together 4 years ago. Raquel Vasquez. Yeah, and I ran together 4 years ago and had quite an exciting campaign. And she's contributed some things to the city. There's no question about that. Everybody brings something, and that's what makes it really exciting. And I think I've just been really fortunate to work with a collection of people that contribute so much. I think the main thing that I add to the council is partly my perspective as a historian and as an educator.
Well, that's true. You're a California historian.
Mm-hmm.
Written books.
Yeah. I don't know how many elected officials in California have written books about the state that where we're serving. A few have. So I bring that perspective as a historian and also as a teacher, someone who works with young people on a regular basis. All this phenomenon of the millennials and you know now they're crazy for Bernie Sanders and. And it's great, you know, to see the millennials take an interest in politics. But I have to say, as a college professor, I've seen a whole generation develop, you know, right in front of me. And it's exciting. And it's exciting to see how they can be part of Lemon Grove.
And they're going to be part of the future.
Yeah.
That's the thing I think about when I see all these hordes of young people supporting Bernie. I think, you know, these are the people who are going to be running our world.
Yeah.
You know, in the next...
Yeah.
decade or so, and
you know, it's exciting and slightly terrifying because there's certain assumptions that we grew up with, and those are gone, and it's you know it's funny that things I would have never guessed, you know, that the world would change in so many ways, which is wonderful and positive. I grew up in a family that's very anti-war. I think a lot of people know that. And I can remember when the idea of being against war was just like, I mean, it was something like a few people, you know, were very anti-war. And now when I hear the millennials talking, I get the feeling that we have an entire generation that's very much turned off by the whole idea of state-sanctioned violence.
Mm.
And I wouldn't go as far as saying we have a generation of pacifists, but they're the most anti-war generation I've ever seen. And I grew up in the Vietnam War era when there definitely was an anti-war movement. But I remember distinctly it was a minority movement.
And yes, it was.
And there were a lot of people that were against our involvement in that war because they thought it was a mistake or because they didn't think we could win.
Right.
Lots of reasons. But it was definitely a minority of people, a minority that included my parents, who felt it was wrong because war is wrong.
Right.
Because we got in a war that wasn't necessary, that we didn't have to get into, and that we contributed to it.
Right.
And it was definitely a minority point of view. But
George, you remember, we talked about world peace back then.
We
talked about no more war.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hear that. You don't hear those phrases anymore, except when little birdies jump up on Bernie
it sounds Sanders, yeah, it's but. You know, it's funny to think about that. It sounds different, doesn't it?
Does.
Because I can remember when the peace movement was a minority movement. I can remember when my parents and their friends were like the only people I knew who were willing to talk about a world that didn't have war. And I can remember quite a lot of people thinking that peace activists were naive and possibly even immoral for not supporting war. And you don't hear as much about peace and love as you did when I was a kid growing up in the Vietnam era.
Yeah.
You don't, but if you talk to young people, they really don't want to get involved in all these places. and they also care a lot about other people in other parts of the world. The attitude that American life is worth more than lives in other places, I think that's still, you know, I don't think it'll ever completely go away. But I've noticed that young people today, they really care about people all over the world. And they don't see any reason why we should only care about ourselves.
Yes.
And I think that among the younger generation, I think there's overwhelming support for the idea that our world can live at peace. And that, not saying we won't ever, you know, we won't need a military, but the idea that it could be repurposed into a peacekeeping force and that the world could actually be at peace, that's not such a strange idea to the younger generation.
I love it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's very exciting to be their history teacher.
I guess
Yeah. And what's really funny is that I actually have to try to make an effort to make war interesting so that I want to learn about, you know, it's like I didn't sign up to be a history teacher so I could teach people all about war, but I feel like I have to make it, you know, make them understand how interesting the world wars are and other wars that we've been in. And they don't necessarily want to hear
about it. They don't want to hear it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If you are elected, what are your biggest plans besides world peace?
it's true. Mayor Lemon Grove
can't make
world peace. But I would argue that world peace is going to start with one community at a time.
There you go.
As mayor of Lemon Grove, I don't think the mayor actually has a lot of power. Sometimes people find it surprising that I'm really excited about running for an office that doesn't actually have very much power. But the truth is that it's the people you work with and the community that makes it powerful. And I think that's really important for people to understand. The mayor is another council member. The mayor can't accomplish anything without getting the votes on the council. And the council can't accomplish anything without top quality staff. And you have to find the best people, and you also have to let them do their jobs. And so part of the lesson, 17 years of experience I have in local government, a big part of the lesson is learning how to work with the other people that you need to work with and learning how to find professionals who can serve your school district or your city and let them do their jobs.
Right.
You know, you don't manage over their shoulders. If the city isn't progressing, we can always get new people, you know. But hopefully we won't change city managers like they change baseball managers, you know. We had Graham Mitchell for 9 years, and that was a blessing. He was really good for the city. But at the same time, I think it's wonderful that we have somebody new. And Lydia Romero has energy for new ideas and new ways of thinking. So as mayor, I think I can make a huge difference, primarily because of the way I work with people and because of the way I help people construct vision. I think we need to be thinking big about how do we get more exciting variety of restaurants and other businesses in our city, really put an emphasis on what do Lemon Grove people want in the city. In some cases, there are good businesses that get a sales tax that aren't really interesting to our own people. And we can have, there's no harm in having a certain amount of that. People can come from all over to Lemon Grove. But we need more emphasis on what's actually going to serve us. And also more emphasis on how people can walk around in the city, and those two ideas can become connected so that we actually walk downtown and do things downtown. And our recreation is being we're rethinking recreation. That's the focus of the next couple of years. We're definitely going to be bringing back a lot of recreation very carefully because we don't want to commit ourselves to things that we can't pay for over the long run. But you saw the egg hunt in Lemon Grove. Over the weekend, we had an egg hunt with a bunny. Some of us connect that with a holiday that's celebrated in many parts of the world. But it's an egg hunt involving a bunny, and it's in the last weekend in March. And it is what it is. And we can have a good laugh about that. That was something really positive that people were excited about. And I think a lot of people didn't realize that we hadn't done that. Concerts in the park is something that never went away. Mm-hmm. Has always been a big, big success in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything I haven't that you'd like to talk about that I haven't brought up?
Well, maybe I could share a little bit about my experience on the school board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Because I was on the school board for 10 years. And it's funny that this was a while ago, but it's something that I've been reflecting on. And I think that when you talk to people in Lemon Grove, if they follow Lemon Grove, and if they follow me and the other people that have been leaders in Lemon Grove, I think the school board is often something that's going to be on their minds. Because when I was on the school board in Lemon Grove, we did quite a lot that was innovative. And we were very successful. I take credit for being one of the people who could see that Ernie Anastas was going to be a great superintendent, and he continues to be one of the most awesome superintendents in San Diego County. And I also take some credit for the fact that Gina Potter was hired as a principal when she didn't even look like she was very old, but we knew she was a successful teacher, and we hired her as a principal. And more recently, I played a key role in her becoming the assistant superintendent for business services. And she played an instrumental role in getting the library built. There's a lot of things that we have in our city that have a story. Mm-hmm. Behind them. And if you just jump in, to the game for a couple years and you won't necessarily see how things happen. Mm-hmm. They happen over a long period of time. Well, Gina Potter was a principal and later assistant superintendent for business. I don't think anyone could have foreseen that she would be the leading person to get solar energy in our schools. She was the leading person to get the joint use library that's there today. The county and the school district do it together.
Really?
Yeah. And she was hired because she's sharp and she knows budgets, and she did a lot to help Lemon Grove in that way. But I don't think when she was hired, I don't think we knew that Lemon Grove was going to be headed into the worst recession since the Great Depression.
Mm.
Okay? And our director of business services helped get us through that, you see. And I look back on my years in the school board, and I see a lot of growth in the school district, the results of which, some of which we see now. Mm-hmm. You see, a lot of what we take for granted now was based on decisions made much earlier.
Yes.
We were able to make great strides in parent involvement during the time I was on the board. And one of the reasons we were able to do that was because we reached out to distinct communities, mm-hmm. such as African Americans and Latinos, mm-hmm. and we let them know that this was a district that wanted to hear their point of view.
Mm.
You know, this is something that people might not know if they didn't have children in the public schools. If they weren't following what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
In a direct kind of way, they might not realize that there was leadership involved in making that happen. And the Lemon Grove School Board went from being an entirely white school board to being a school board that reflects more of the diversity of the community. Just like Grossmont taking strides to open up to make more possibility for diversity, Lemon Grove is the only school board in San Diego County with two African Americans on the school board, and it's one of a few school districts that have a majority of the members who are not white.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that I played a key role in making that change happen. Yeah, I've been a huge advocate for diversity, and sometimes I remind people that diversity is not about electing people that look a certain way. It's about listening. And it's about openness. It's about people valuing the differences. I sometimes say that as an educator, as a historian, and also as someone who's taught geography, I know a lot about the cultures all over the world. And I think I bring a certain sensitivity that's really, really valuable. And I really think the most important thing is that ability to listen and to really value people's different perspectives. So that's something that I've always emphasized, that I think that's probably the biggest contribution that I make to local government, is bringing my own perspective and at the same time valuing.
Thank you very much for being with us. I must observe that in Lemon Grove, there's a sense of community and a sense of pride that I don't find in most communities.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It is. It's really true. And I've got to say that with your long time serving as a leader in the community, you have to have some of the credit for that. So it's been a real pleasure having you with us, George.
Thank you.
And come again.
Oh, thank you.